Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all hug it, chug it, football all night.
Hearts are pounding in Denver. Nobody but Terrell here. Davis into the end zone, rocking, standing up. Denver is in the lead. Denver's going to win it. Oh, baby, they're going to win this thing.
Probably the final play of the game.
It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot. And the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
There's one thing I want to say here tonight. It's only four words. This one's for John.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Name Change Pending. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Name Change Pending and subscribe to get the newest episodes of the podcast and to check out photos of hosts Josh Keel, Tommy Jerone, and Brian Preece as we travel the continent to do what we love, watch sports. Also, I know you've got a lot going on today, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your busy schedule to give the podcast a 5-star review on your podcatcher of choice, we would greatly appreciate it. Those algorithms can be tricky, and all I know is that 5-star ratings jump us up the lists. So thanks for tuning in, and now back to the show. Welcome into Name Change Pending. This is your host, Brian Preece. I am joined today by Tommy Jerone. He's going to be talking some Los Angeles Chargers football. How you doing, Tommy?
Doing all right. It's Tommy Jerone here at @ruthless_lupe on Twitter. That's @ruthless_lupe.
And you can find me on Twitter at @bpreece24. That's @bpreece24. So Tommy, jump on into it. Chargers lose to the Titans.
23-20.
23-20. A rough ending to that game, but tell us about it.
That's what I'm going to start off with right there. Just a big old sigh of Charger fan football. Ever since, I don't know, like, I guess what, last year was a phantom season, 12-4, went to the playoffs. It's looking like it to me.
It definitely looks that way.
It's tough for me to look at positives at this game. I mean, we played a team that the Broncos shut out a week prior. They scored 23 points on us. We made a quarterback who I feel hasn't started a game like in a couple seasons until this season, since Mariota's been trashed this season. Ryan Tannehill gave him, essentially let him pass all over us. He went 23 for 29, 312 yards, 2 scores. Luckily, we were able to disrupt him in one play and get an interception. But it just wasn't enough. Rivers, on the offensive side, I mean, Rivers looking like typical Rivers, 24 for 38, threw for 329 yards, 2 scores, no interceptions.
Which is, I mean, always
positive.
A good change.
There's a positive.
And that was a hell of a touchdown pass late to Austin Ekeler.
Oh, it was quick. There's this reoccurring, I wouldn't say joke, but just this reoccurring theme in Chargers offense.
It's a joke.
Okay.
It's Chargers offense, which is the punchline.
Yeah, true. They just take forever to get going. So you get the ball with 8 minutes left in the fourth, and all of a sudden you need to make a play. And we get it with, what, like seven? Get a few touch plays, and it looks like we're marching down really slow, and then we scored really quick.
Yeah, I mean, 41-yard pass over the top to Ekeler.
Yeah.
And I think there was probably 4 or 5 minutes left still. And
I believe we were out of timeouts.
Did you ever figure out how those timeouts were used in the second half?
I don't. I can only assume that they were injury timeouts that were charged because Chargers were hurt. Like, I can assume that.
We did see Denzel Perriman on the turf a couple times.
Denzel Perriman got hurt. I don't know how to say his name, but he's out of USC. Nwosu?
Oh, Nwosu.
Nwosu. I mean, those two got hurt. They were down for a minute. Like, that could have cost us our timeouts. Maybe an Anthony Lynn challenge. But nothing from what I saw could have happened. But as far as offensively, another positive, we finally got Austin Ekeler going in the pass game. He had 7 receptions, 118 yards, and that score late in the game. Hunter Henry's back. He's balling out. 6 receptions, 97 yards. They went to him a lot. I feel like he's that like safety guard for Rivers right now. Doesn't go down the field, so Rivers doesn't need to heave it to him, but get some first downs. And then what I also noticed, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams make Rivers look good. there were several passes where they had to tiptoe on the sideline, and the ball was just thrown horribly. Or maybe that was the design, but they were literally ballerina tiptoes on the sideline and got two catches that I saw.
But we talked about it a little bit. It seems like Keenan Allen, he started the year really strong. The last two or three weeks, he's been pretty quiet. Yesterday, he had four catches for 61 yards. A couple bad drops I saw. And it's just difficult. Like we made the joke there was a drop on a ball that went right through his hands. And it was, I think I said something to, well, I mean, what can you expect when Phillip Rivers is your quarterback? You get a ball that hits you in the hands.
They're not used to it.
Yeah. It's unfamiliar. Oh, where it's supposed to be?
Is that a bird? What is... Ah, oh, it was the ball. Jeez, I feel foolish. Like, it's... I'm lost for words, honestly, especially when it comes to offense. We're just... I mean, we got the pass game going again with Eckler. That's good. But we still can't get a rhythm in the run game like we did in the first couple weeks.
39 yards rushing as a team.
Between the two.
Wow.
16 carries for Gordon. He wanted more carries. We got him more carries, and now...
A robust 2 yards per carry. I mean...
Very robust. That's a lot of horizontal running.
There was one play the Chargers were lining up. Tommy called the play exactly. All right, we got a handoff to Gordon, and he's going to go west toward the sideline and get tackled. Never... 100% right, handoff goes right to Gordon. He goes to the far sideline, and he never even attempted to move the ball upfield.
Yeah, maybe a yard. Probably not. I don't know if that's designed. That's a designed play, or if that's Melvin being Melvin. Because it's hard to say, especially with the way Anthony Lynn has been calling this offense and how just the Chargers have been offensively.
Yeah.
Like, but that's been for years, too. Like, they just don't. It's amazing. Like I'm literally lost for words.
Yeah. On a positive note, Tommy, I just looked at this because it's another thing we've talked about all season with the Chargers. They only gave up one sack, so that's an improvement, right?
I mean, yes. It's a, you know, positives. Way to be the spinner over there. Way to spin it into a positive. Yeah, we only got...
I'm just trying to help.
We only gave up one. Unfortunately, we didn't have a night like the Chiefs, but we only got two sacks on Tannehill. And just defensively, the zone is just not working for us. Like, we've ran the zone. We're a zone offense. Rarely play man. Mm-hmm. And we can make quarterbacks like Ryan Tannehill look good. 23 for 29, Brian. 23 for 29.
That's a feat.
No, the punter even got off a pass, too. Let's put that in there. And it doesn't... The Chargers are the team to fake punt on, to run fakes on. They fall for him every time. Positive yards all the time.
Brett Kern with a 112.5 passer rating. 1 for 1, 11 yards. It's similar to the Broncos. It's a lack of discipline. You see it all over the field.
All over. And I mean, we don't have consistency out there. Like, some of our best defensive weapons are out. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see Derwin James this year just because of how bad the team's doing.
Yeah, does it even make sense to bring him back?
No. I mean, just rest him. Hopefully he heals up, and then he's able to play next year, and we can do something on defense then.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Ingram hasn't been playing, so our pass rush has been struggling. Bosa can't do it all. Granted, even with him in there, we didn't have the fanciest pass rush.
Yeah.
Our linebacker core changes from time to time because Denzel Perriman can't heal. Like, he got hurt, and you saw the size of the knee brace on him when he was walking off the field.
That was bulky.
So, and then, like, we just can't stay healthy. And they even said, we're just dropping like flies. And then we sign all these people from the practice squad, and you can't sit there but scratch your head and think, who? Who are they signing? Who's that? And it's not even things like positions that we need, like, I see them signing wide receivers from the practice squad. I don't need a wide receiver. We need some offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Offensive line did all right. Not too many holding, except that we'll get into the end of the game here. That's a whole nother story. But
look, one false start inside the one as the clock is winding down in the fourth quarter when you trail by three is not a big deal. Okay, well, it's a big deal.
Well, especially in the series of events that happened And within that span of less than a minute, so much happened in the minute left in the game.
Yeah, tell us about that. So Austin Ekeler caught a pass, and it was originally ruled a touchdown. And
but his
then,
knee was down.
Yeah, his prior. Knee was down inside the one. So with 39 seconds left, the Chargers had first and goal,
no
trailing by three. No timeouts. We still don't know how they didn't have timeouts.
So then they,
and, I mean, tell us the sequence, Tommy.
They run the play, fake to Ekeler on the outside, but somehow they call it, they blow it dead, and it false start on 66 on the offensive line, which I think is Feeney. And then they take it back.
It was the lineman who came in and replaced Lamp after he was hurt earlier in the game, right?
I believe so. Yes, I'm checking right now. But yeah, that's essentially how it went down. And then after that, they run a pass play with a little fade to Mike Williams. They run it to Mike Williams or throw it to Mike Williams. He jumps up, pass interference on Malcolm Butler. So they get it back to the one. Cool. Then, okay, we're going to run it up the gut with Melvin Gordon. Okay, they give it to Melvin. Signal is a touchdown. He gets there. He gets the 1 yard. Not really, but they call it a touchdown just, I think, so it'll get reviewed. And so they know exactly where the ball is.
You talked about the pass interference they got in the end zone after the false start, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that
part. Yeah, which put them, again, back on the 1 yard line. Alrighty. So that happens. We get on the 1 yard line. And all the time being, every time it's reviewed, the clock's stopping. We are out of timeouts. So we are getting all these free chances to do something with the ball. We run the exact same play twice after we get it on the 1 yard line.
And Melvin fumbles.
And the last
both
one
times.
Yeah, he fumbles once, and luckily it was in his hands. He actually fumbled three times in that game. Well, I'll get to that in a sec. But they run it up the middle. He tries to push his way as he's getting the defensive tackle for Titans rips it out of his arms. Ball game. The Chargers have learned how to lose in the most agonizing ways in the NFL, I think. On the 1 yard, there's been, I think, twice on the 1 yard line where we've dropped the ball and it's cost us a game. Ekeler did it, I think, in week three.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, Melvin. I mean, honestly, it was Melvin being Melvin, I think. Going into it earlier, he fumbled it twice there. There was a play that he got positive yards. They knocked it out of his hand, and luckily, the ball bounced flat. The ball bounced flat enough and jumped right back in his arms, and then he was down. So there's some ball security to worry about with Gordon.
Well, I want to go back really quick to that goal line stand that the Titans had to win the game. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn said, "You don't get 1 yard, you don't deserve to win the damn game. That's the way it is. We had 1 yard to win this game. We let it slip out of our hands." Literally.
Yeah. Good one. Yes. I can't even be mad at that.
They call me Chuckles.
So,
Tommy, question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Has Melvin Gordon earned himself some money?
Oh.
He held out a training camp because he wanted a bigger contract, more guaranteed money. How's that going?
Yeah, it's not going really well. You want more money and then you're going to play like dog. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't do that. And people are laughing at him at this point. Like, people are straight up laughing at Melvin Gordon because he wants more money because he's so important, missed out, doesn't have a rhythm because he doesn't know what to play, and is seen, and honestly, now it's, people are looking at him as, oh, man, you're replaceable. Austin Ekeler was doing a way better job than you were when you were there. Or no, sorry, with you not there. And now, you know, there. And I'll quote some people on Twitter that I found. At 4-4 underscore Josh says, "Chargers would have a better record this season if Melvin Gordon hadn't returned." What do you think of that?
I mean, it's hard to disagree with the productivity Austin Ekeler was showing on a weekly basis. And now he did catch, what was it, 7 or 8 balls for 117 yards. He got a touchdown. Only carried it 5 times, and That's just not enough. He has been a superior back to Melvin Gordon this year.
But I don't know what Anthony Lynn sees in him or what Wisenhunt sees in him to have just put him right out there and really get him going. Like, he's not helping us. He's hurting us, clearly, in this game. Can't hold on to the ball.
Yeah. It's almost like missing all of training camp in the first several weeks of the season has a negative impact on your play.
Negative. I don't believe you. Yeah, no, clearly. 2-5, you know, we're right there with the Broncos. We're going to be playing for the third pick in the draft again. Hopefully we get it. Rivers, just some ending notes here. And Rivers is done. I don't think Rivers is going to sign an extension if he does.
You've been saying that for a better part of the season.
Even when I thought they were going to be decent this season.
Yeah.
I was saying that. So yeah. It's not anything new. I don't know if Melvin has the nerve, the cheek, to ask for more money after this season.
The gall
and the stones to ask for more money after this season. Maybe he'll put up better numbers coming up, but from what I'm seeing now, Melvin, do not ask for more money after this season. You flubbed yourself because you're not playing. Maybe if you would have started the season off strong, went to camp, earned that, you know, kind of earned it, maybe you'd be sitting better. But you're not sitting pretty right now for more money. Austin Eckler deserves more money than you do right now. You and Austin Eckler should switch paychecks for a day because he's done more this year than you have. Granted, you missed five games. But that was your choice because you wanted more money. And now you come back to show that you deserve that money. And you're not even earning that money by your play.
I mean, the Chargers were, 2-2 without Melvin Gordon, and they're winless with him. Is that right?
Yeah, some about right.
Yeah, it's, I mean, scoreboard. Sorry, buddy. It's, you're not earning the money that you were looking for. You're costing yourself money. This was a conversation we had during the game that he wanted a big money deal. And in some ways, I did think he deserved it, but it's just hard to pay running backs. But he's come back and he's shown that the Chargers have better options.
But I'm waiting for the Chargers to realize they have better options. I thought they figured it out in the beginning of the season, but then he comes back and it's like, oh, who's Austin Eckler?
Well, and that's, you know, I think that just speaks to Chargers management. I think it speaks to Anthony Lynn. You know, I never want to root for anybody to lose their job, but I think a lot of people are playing and coaching themselves out of work in Los Angeles this year.
No, yeah, definitely. I was really high on Anthony Lynn. I thought he was a good coach. Maybe it was that 12-4 season. I mean, when you start winning, you think positives, and I guess when you start losing is when you get a sour taste in your mouth, which by all means, and I kind of had to take a step back and look. It was like, we have a lot of injuries. Are we being coached the best? No, but I don't know if we're doing the best with what we got. I don't think we are.
You're definitely not maximizing the talent on that roster.
And we need to figure it out. They need to figure it out. Watch some film. See what they need to do. Teach people how to block on that line. Maybe draft a lineman with that third pick. I don't know. Should be scouting linemen in college right now.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I don't know. I'm so down.
You sound depressed.
I'm not depressed.
You sound like a beaten down fan.
I'm just disappointed. Like, we went from 12-4. We went from 12-4 to now we're 2-5. Here, I'm gonna look something up real quick. Yeah, Chargers are letting me down. Letting down Charger Nation, Bolt Gang.
Gangs now?
Yeah. Bolt. Yeah, that's what Melvin Ingram says all the time. Bolt gang or don't bang.
Okay, well, fair enough. Melvin Ingram doesn't play anymore, so.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played more than three games.
3 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, so we just need to figure out kitchen sink season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Okay, so 2-5 Chargers. What do they have up next, Tommy?
The Bears.
Bears? Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
Never mind. I was going to say that following one. Yeah, they go against the Bears, who offensively are awful. But defensively scared the living heck out of me. Especially with we don't have an offensive line, and they have one of the scariest edge rushers in all of football in Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And even the middles, like their middle, Akeem Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
He's deadly too. We just don't have a line. So
he's playing. He dislocated his elbow a couple weeks ago in London against the Raiders. So not sure what the timetable is on his return. But yeah, so Chargers and Bears next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock in Chicago. And that game is going to be broadcast on Fox. Do you have anything else for us, Tommy?
No.
Did you want to rant about the Cowboys one more time? You like to close that way.
And again, it's not the issue I have with the Cowboys per se. It's all you Cowboy fans out there. But, I mean, they played a good game this week. I have nothing bad to say about the Cowboys. God, have I had to hear it from the Cowboy fans, but...
Oh, I'm sure.
It is what it is. Haters gonna hate.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap us up on Name Change Pending. Thanks for joining us. And tune in later this week for an NBA over-under discussion with Harry Canes. And we will also wrap up our NBA divisions. We appreciate you joining us on Name Change Pending today. Make sure and jump on Twitter. Follow your hosts Brian Priest at BPriest24, Tommy Girone at Ruthless_Lupe, and Josh Keel at Rise and Shout. Also, we know that you're busy, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your day and give us a 5-star rating on your podcatcher of choice, that would be so amazing. Help us move up those algorithms. I don't totally understand how they work, but I know with some 5-star ratings, the podcast shows up higher on the lists. And we want to help other people find the show, don't we? Doesn't really matter what you say for us. Maybe suggest some new verses for Ruthless Lupe. But thanks again for joining us, and stay tuned for more episodes of Name Change Pending.